Tampa Bay. WZHR, Zephyr Hills, Tampa Bay. Listen.
All right. Welcome back to the second hour of Living the Good Life. I'm Pastor Marcia McAllister. I don't think I even introduced us at the beginning of this show today. Betty Thomas up in Connersville, Indiana, who is a member of my church. I pastored up there for 7 years, Cornerstone Ministries, and Brother Nathan, our minister of music, keyboard player, right here in Beacon of Hope in Clearwater. And you two are, along with Nan, are part of this seven-member team on the radio. And Nathan, it is kind of exciting that next Sunday we celebrate the 10th anniversary of starting our 10th year of living the good life, isn't it? We've completed 9 years.
It's amazing. It doesn't seem like it's been that long.
And you were right here in the studio with me, along with Connie, 10 years ago. Well, it's nine years ago, I guess, because it was 2007. So we're just finishing our ninth year, starting our 10th year. So 9 years ago, you were right here with me. We taped that first one and tried to make corrections. And we said from that point on, we're never doing that again. And we're just going to go live. Whatever mistakes we make, we make. And because it's too hard to go back and fix what you say, you know. So but you were a part of that. You've been a part of the radio team for a long time. And what a blessing you are, Betty, your daughter Megan, Cindy Logan from also our church at Cornerstone up in Indiana, Nan here, Nathan, Pastor Jim, and I. So quite a group. We also have our third radio show going now. And I know Betty and Betty, you actually have heard part of it because I sent you the first show that I cut, right? From Mexico.
See,
because it is all in Spanish. So our third show that I'm producing every week, it goes to our radio station that we set up in Puebla, Mexico in February. We actually just went live last week. A couple weeks before that, we had started with contemporary Christian music in Spanish with a loop of great music. But now we do have live programming, and my show is I cut it here and send it there, and it's pretty amazing. So we're excited about what God's doing in Mexico. Nathan, it's been a real joy for our church to pay for all this equipment and set it all up, hasn't it? It's been an amazing ministry outreach, hasn't it?
It's been, yes, and it's been a miracle. It's just been miracle after miracle after miracle.
Amen.
God leading the way.
Yes.
I mean, and we know it's God leading the way because of the way it's been made smooth.
Right. That's right.
It was smooth. A smooth path.
That's right.
All the way.
Right.
And it's wonderful that God is just keeps smoothing out all the obstacles and troubles that have come our way. He was just knock them down.
That's right. It's just been amazing. And we thank our Beacon of Hope people and also other listeners that have sent funds in to pay for all the equipment that I took with me February the 5th to Mexico. What a wonderful story that is. And we will soon be able, sometime in the next couple weeks, I'll be able to give you a site where you can go see pictures that I took there. That's being completed, that whole project. And it was an amazing adventure. So we'll talk more about that. I'm going back in June, God willing. And we've got a collaboration there with missionaries there in Puebla, Mexico. And it's a joy for me to be able to go back. I preached in Spanish. God blessed amazingly. Having grown up in Guatemala as a missionary's kid, it was just a real benefit and a blessing to me to be able to go back and really interact and preach in the language that I grew up speaking to. So pretty cool. God has just been answering all kinds of prayers. And what a blessing, Betty. I mean, you know, we look, yes, 2 years ago, you all lost little Grayson. But, you know, the ability of God to bless you through all that, give Megan and Ben and you and Joe and the whole family the strength to get through that is a testimony to God's power, even when difficult things happen in our lives. Right, Betty?
Oh, my heavens, yes. And, you know, we were reflecting this morning, like I said earlier, is that how many lives? I mean, Grayson was alive for approximately 33 hours.
Right.
And how many lives that that little guy touched?
Yes.
Through the word of Megan's testimony.
Amen.
And there's still doubters today
that
are telling her to stop grieving and to go on, but... It again, there's still that testimony. Through all of our tests, there comes out testimony.
That's right.
And kind of that root word of test.
That's right.
It all comes down to God gives us the ability.
Amen.
To overcome what life throws at us.
Yes, he does.
Through his grace, through that line of grace.
Right.
That we so many times stand behind so right. that his power can defeat whatever is going on in our lives.
Amen.
And it's even with Grayson's passing, we're celebrating life today.
Yes.
Because even though he only lived 33 hours, he gave this grandma, or Mimi, as
yes.
I know.
Right.
It gave me a sense of believing that no matter what the circumstances of what we feel or see, that God is working mightily
Amen.
On my behalf in everything that I go through.
Amen. Woo! Praise God. And so that perfectly leads us to this song by Matthew West. The healing has begun. Receive it out there, dear audience member.
You have carried the weight of your secret for way too long, thinking if there is a place called forgiveness, you don't belong. Oh, but freedom can never be found behind those walls. So just let them fall. Just let them fall. The healing has begun. Oh, the healing has begun. How long has it been since you felt anything but shame? Child, lift up your eyes, 'cause mercy remembers your name.
Amen.
Those tears you've been holding back, let them fall like rain. 'Cause today is the day. Yeah, today is the day.
Praise God. The healing has begun, dear listener. It has. It's for you. It's for you. Many of you out there, God has begun a healing in you today. Nan's got something that God gave her during that song. Why don't you share it, Nan?
Okay. I love you with an everlasting love.
This is God talking, right?
Yes. The God talking. I love you with an everlasting love. I will heal the brokenness within you. My healing has begun this day. Trust me that this I will now do. You may think you're not worthy. Don't listen to that lie that you hear. I am healing you, even beginning right now. I love you and hold you so very dear. I am healing you. It's such a beautiful thing. You will feel free as you travel on. You are being healed this day. Trust that I am making you strong.
Oh, that is so good. Woo, Nathan, you want to comment right there? Wow.
It's true. It's all true.
Okay.
It's all true.
There you go. Wow. It is true.
God is the healer.
He is.
God is the healer.
Yes.
And he's healing those that are calling out to him right now.
Yeah.
And we're so grateful for that healing. We're so grateful. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, God.
Woo, back to Psalm 107, verse 4. Some of you wandered for years in the desert. That's a lot of us, haven't we? Looking but not finding a good place to live. Half starved and parched with thirst, staggering and stumbling on the brink of exhaustion. Then, in your desperate condition, you called out to God. He got you out in the nick of time. He put your feet on a wonderful road that took you straight to a good place to live. So thank God for his marvelous love, for his miracle mercy to the children he loves. He poured great draughts of water down parched throats, and the starved and the hungry got plenty to eat. Some of you are locked in a dark cell, cruelly confined behind bars, punished for defying God's word or turning your back on the high God's counsel. A hard sentence, your heart so heavy, not a soul in sight to help. Then, is the word. Then you called out to God in your desperate condition. He got you out in the nick of time. He led you out of your dark, dark cell, broke open the jail, and led you out. So thank God for his marvelous love, for his miracle mercy to the children he loves. He shattered the heavy jailhouse doors. He snapped the prison bars like matchsticks. I love that.
Yes, Lord.
Woo!
Yes,
comment Lord. On that, Nathan. Then we'll go to Betty before we get down to verse 17, which talks about sickness. Boy, it's so important. I want you both to comment on that.
The fact of the matter is, you know, all of us who were in darkness and in a dark cell, we were like paralyzed in our condition.
Amen.
And God came down to that cell and broke down the bars like matchsticks.
Yes.
I mean, God, when we called upon him to save us, he is powerful to save.
Amen.
He is mighty to save.
Yes.
And he does it in a suddenly moment.
Yes, he does.
Suddenly, God comes.
Yes.
And he takes us out of the darkness.
Right.
He shows us his marvelous love
Amen.
To us.
Yes.
In a way that we can hardly fathom. And that we can hardly receive because we feel unworthy.
Right.
But then we realize that because God loves us, that we are worthy.
Amen.
We are worthy.
Amen.
He makes us worthy.
Yes.
And his love, he shatters the heavy jail doors, and he snaps the prison bars like matchsticks.
Like matchsticks.
Praise God.
Praise God. Woo, Betty, talk to us. This is good stuff.
Mm-hmm. Good. That was a good word, Nathan. I think that one of the things that the words that came to mind is deliverance.
Yes, deliverance.
Is that he takes what was meant for bad and or evil in our life, and he turns it around and makes it out to be the best or the good
right.
in all of it.
Right.
And no matter where you are, no matter where you've been, no matter what you're going through, you may think that this is the hardest thing I'd be going through. You might be fighting cancer. You may be fighting for your life. You may be fighting a battle that you don't have to fight anymore. Is that when he breaks the chains and he breaks those the bars like matchstick, that he's talking to you, and that you don't have to wander in the desert anymore.
Amen. That Amen.
It's time, my child, to come out.
Yes.
Come out of the darkness and into the light.
Amen.
And understand that you don't have to live in the darkness anymore, because he is the light of the world.
Amen.
He is the one that brought Silas and Paul, help me here.
Yeah, out of the jail cell in Acts chapter 16.
Cell.
Yes.
Prison.
Yeah, prison.
It shook.
Yes.
It
was a suddenly moment. Another suddenly moment. Yeah.
Yes, it shook. And you can have one of those suddenly moments if you just reach out and touch him.
Amen.
And understand that he is our deliverer. He is our comforter of all of the things that he is. He's our peace. He's our healer. He's our banner.
Yes.
So many things that God is to us. And he is that to our listeners.
Oh, amen. And it is Acts 16. You can go there and read that. We are going to verse 17 of Psalm 107. Now we're going to talk about physical healing, emotional, mental healing. Some of you are sick, and this is verse 17 of Psalm 107. Some of you are sick because you lived a bad life. Your body's feeling the effects of your sin. You know, we said earlier, God does not have any cancer. He does not have any addiction. He does not have anything like that in heaven to pour out on bad people, quote unquote. He doesn't do that. He's a loving heavenly Father. He does not do that. All he has is love and peace and joy for you. That's what he has for you, and healing. And so some of this is just an effects of our bad decisions, okay? And some of it is the devil really running after you, because maybe you've got the call of God on your life to really minister to people and help them get set free. And so the devil has just ramped up his attack. But in any regard, this doesn't come from God. Some of you were sick because you lived a bad life. Your body's feeling the effects of your sin. You couldn't stand the sight of food. Maybe that's you out there. So miserable, you thought you'd be better off dead. Then you called out to God in your desperate condition. He got you out, here it is again, in the nick of time.
The nick of time.
The nick of time. He spoke the word that healed you, then pulled you back from the brink of death. So thank God for his marvelous love, for his miracle mercy to the children he loves. Offer thanksgiving sacrifices. Tell the world what he's done. Sing it out. Woo!
Amen.
This is
Amen.
Good stuff.
Praise God.
Wow. Nathan, talk to us, and then Betty. Boy, this is good stuff. Tell the world what he's done. Yeah.
This is good stuff.
Yes.
I mean,
yeah.
You know, to whom much is forgiven, you know.
Yeah.
Much is required.
Right.
You know, God forgives much. We rejoice much.
Amen. Good.
We rejoice. And our rejoicing bursts out from us.
Yes.
We tell the world what God has done.
Yes.
For us.
Amen.
What God can do for them.
Woo.
If only they would believe.
Amen.
If only they would reach out and call his name.
Amen.
And ask him to deliver them.
Right.
And he will. He will. He does.
He does.
He does it every day.
Amen.
He does it every day. Every person that comes to him, he does not refuse.
That's right. That's right.
He delights in giving us and forgiving us and cleansing us and setting us up in righteousness.
Amen.
In his sight. And it just, oh, you know, people, you know, we think that the things that happened to us in our lives because we were bad, that God put it on us. But he didn't.
No.
Because of our own sickness and sadness. And, you know, the Bible tells us, you know, that it makes our bones weak.
Sickness does, or sin does. Yes, it does. Yes.
It makes our bones weak.
Right.
And it just, you know, the Bible knows it all.
Right. Nathan, do you remember?
Go ahead. Well, he tells us that because of sin, that we become weak.
That's right.
And it dwells in our flesh.
Yes.
And it causes
yes.
us to become sick.
Right.
It causes us to become physically sick.
Amen. It does.
But healing comes from God.
Amen. Nathan, do you remember back in 2003 in our church here in, we were in Tampa at that time, you wrote a song on the spot like you did many times. This one was Darkness Has No Power Over Me. Do you remember that?
Yes.
And
I do remember
we
that.
We well, still I'm sing it now. But could you sing a chorus of that right now for our audience? Because this is the truth. Darkness has no power over you, my dear listener.
Sure. I've been set free. Darkness has no power over me. I made my choice to lift my voice and praise the Lord. I've been set free. Darkness has no power over me. I've made my choice to lift my voice and to praise the Lord.
Praise God. Woo! It's your choice, dear listener.
That's it.
That's it right there.
Choice.
Betty, talk to us. Wow. Wow, that's powerful, Nathan.
Well, I tell you, it's just, you know, when the Lord shows up and moves.
Like this show?
Yeah, things just stand still. And, as you were reading the text from the Word of God, and I think of it in the past tense, He has healed you.
Yes.
In your sickness.
Yes.
So, in the past tense is that we have to believe by faith that we are healed.
Amen.
Emotionally, physically, spiritually. And sometimes we don't always look at it that way because we're still in that moment. We're still feeling the effects of the chemo, or we're still feeling the effects of the drugs or whatever of the illness. But we have to believe and receive what Jesus has for us. And that is that He is living in the present tense. And our illnesses are in the past tense.
Because praise God.
He died on the cross.
Yes. Yes.
So I'm sure we'll talk about this in a few minutes, about every stripe.
Yes.
Every stripe that was in His back was for our healing.
Amen.
And so we are so blessed to be living now in the present tense of that God is alive.
Woo.
God is here. God is for us. God is cannot be against us. And the one thing that we have is His power.
Amen.
We talk about this every almost every time, is that the power, listen to this, the power that raised Christ Jesus from the dead.
Amen.
All right. Now.
Lives in us, people.
That's right.
We have the ability, we have the willingness to say to that sin, to that sickness, be gone in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Because my Savior died for me on that cross, and He bore those stripes on Calvary for me, for my sickness, for my illness, whatever is affecting you. Believe it and receive it, because it's yours.
Amen.
It's His promise to you. Correct?
Amen. There's some good preaching going on here today, and we're going to talk more to Betty and Nathan in just a minute after this song by Andrew. Let's see. No, it's Aaron Jeffery, Heal Me.
It's another good to see you Sunday morning. Oh, I hardly hear the words roll off my tongue. Looking in myself for signs of something that's long gone. Oh, I stumble through a verse that says you love me, as the voices echo, my thoughts drift away. And I close my eyes ashamed, I'm feeling nothing. And I pray, heal me, heal these eyes, heal this heart, heal my mind. Breathe your breath of life, heal me.
give me back the joy of when I first believed. Heal me. Oh, I lose myself to one more day's indifference. When my eyes are everywhere but fixed on you, I don't have the strength to overcome this distance, but you do. Joy of when I first believed. Heal me. Oh, heal me. I don't want to waste another minute taking all your love for granted. I just want to feel your heart rushing over me. Heal me. Heal these eyes. Heal this heart. Heal my mind. Breathe your breath of life. Heal me. Wake my soul from this sleep. Give me back the joy of when I first believed.
Praise God. Woo, heal me. Love that song. Love that song. Heal me, heal me. Nan's got a poem God just gave her. Praise God. And then we'll go back to Betty and Nathan, and we're going to Isaiah 53 if you have your Bible.
It's like basically a brief dialogue with the individual and God. Person cries out, "Please help me. I need your help. Don't you see what I'm going through? I need healing to occur in my life. Father, I now call out to you. Child, I'm healing you right now. Believe this is occurring in you. I love you with an everlasting love. This blessing will continue. I will continue to do. I see the healing that you need. You're learning about this from these three. Of the bondage that you have, you will feel so ever free."
Ah, good stuff. Wow. That's right on. Mm. We're going to go to Isaiah 53. Nathan or Betty, one of them, mentioned that we would probably talk about this, that Jesus, the Messiah, did come to this earth not just to provide forgiveness of sin when he was beaten and bruised for us and nailed to the cross. But the scripture is very clear, prophesied many years, 700 or 800 years before he came to the cross, written in the book of Isaiah chapter 53, that he was not just going to carry away our sins, but he was also going to heal our bodies through the bruises, through the stripes he received in his body. In fact, in the Hebrew Bible, it translates exactly in verse 5, "And through his bruises was healing granted to us." He was, in about verse 3 or 4, the fact is, I think it maybe it's verse 4 in the Message Bible I'm reading, but the fact is, it was our pains he carried. That's the correct interpretation and the correct translation for that word. It was our pains he carried. Now, our pains can be physical. Our pains can be emotional. Our pains can be addiction. Our pains can be the hurts and wounds of the past. But the fact is, it says in Isaiah 53:4, it was our pains he carried, our disfigurements, all the things wrong with us. We thought he brought it on himself, that God was punishing him for his own failures. But it was our sins that did that to him, that ripped and tore and crushed him. Our sins. He took the punishment, and that made us whole. Through his bruises, we get healed. The word carried back in verse 4, the fact is it was our pains he carried. The Hebrew, the original translation of that word is the Hebrew word NASA. And I love this, N-A-S-A. And it reminds me of NASA, which is our space program for the United States. And the word in Hebrew, NASA, NASA, N-A-S-A, means this, to lift, to bury, to carry away, to cast away, to take, to ease, and to erase. And if you think about NASA, what does NASA do? They send a rocket. They carry a rocket clear up in space, right? They carry it away from Earth, okay? That's a good way to remember what Jesus' pains did. He carried our sins away from us. He carried our sicknesses away. Wow. Nathan, I can just hear you chomping at the bit to comment here, and then we're going to go to Betty. Woo, good stuff. And Nathan, before you do, I want to remind you that back in 2004 or 5, and when we had the church, we had so many people in Tampa, Beacon of Hope, and you were told you had to have carpal tunnel syndrome surgery on both of your wrists. You were in pain, a lot of pain. You were in cast kind of braces. I'll let you finish the story.
And God healed me. I did not have to have surgery.
You did not.
We prayed for healing.
We did.
And I received healing in both of my wrists. I mean, even today, there's nothing. There's no pain. I mean, God has totally healed me of carpal tunnel syndrome.
And you never missed a beat. You never stopped playing the piano, and you still are.
You still am.
Woo! He carried our pains, our disfigurements, everything wrong with us.
Well, I mean, everything. To think there is nothing that he can't do. There is nothing that there's no pain that he can't heal.
Amen.
There's no disfigurement or whatever that God doesn't care about. He cares
That's right.
about all the things that hinder us, that the things that come against us. He cares about it.
Exactly.
And he takes it away.
That's
he
why.
Takes it away.
He takes it away. That's why in 1 Peter 2:24 that we read earlier, it says, I'm going to go back there and I'm going to go to the NIV real quick before I go to you, Betty. Because this point just really needs to be made strong for people who suffer with chronic problems. In fact, I am going to be sending out a letter to our Beacon people tomorrow saying all of you with chronic problems get to church Wednesday night, because we're going to address this and we are going to believe God for some real healing in all of us that carry around things that we don't have to put up with. 1 Peter 2:24 says this, He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree so that we might die to sins and live for righteousness. And by his wounds, you have been healed.
Hallelujah.
Betty?
Pastor?
Okay. What do you think of that, Betty?
Well, I believe it's true.
Amen.
I believe. And it's so hard to look at it and not believe it.
Right.
Amen.
It's a part of the, in the Old Testament, carried over into the New Testament.
Right.
And it repeats itself. It's almost like, you know, you've got it on repeat. It tells you in the Old Testament, you know, there's someone coming that's going to, you know, believe the sins of the world. There's going to be someone in the New Testament that comes and says, you know, by his wounds you are healed.
Right.
And it's repetitive over and over and over again.
Amen.
Of how Jesus in the past tense says you are healed.
Amen. Amen.
And I wish I could be there on Wednesday night.
Well, you can be. You can Skype in with us.
I wish I could, because I want to see. There's two or three people, and I'm not going to name them by name. There's two or three people that I want to see touched by the hand of the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Because I think that once they grasp a hold of the statements that's coming forth even out of this program today.
Right.
Through the scriptures in Isaiah, through 1 Peter, through the testimonies that Nathan, through the poems that Nan is is saying, is that people, God wants to heal you.
That's right. He does.
I mean, it doesn't, you can't get, it's just as plain as day as it is right now, colder than it is here in Indiana than it is in Canada. It's that plain. It's
right.
That plain as the egg on your face.
Right.
Is that God wants to heal you.
Yes.
But you don't understand my situation, Betty. Yes, I do, because I think that the four of us, I'm going to include Nan in on this too, it was Pastor and Nathan and myself, we've all been there.
Right.
We may not have walked in your shoes, but I know someone that has, and that's Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.
He walked a path. He carried a cross. Everything that he did for you.
Yes.
And it's time to get, it's time to pick up your mat and walk.
Amen.
It's time to put those wheelchairs aside.
Yes.
And say, I don't need you anymore. I don't need the crutches anymore, because I have a God who heals.
Woo! Amen.
I have a God who saved me.
Amen.
He saved me on the cross 2,000 years ago. He's resurrected. He's coming again. And when he comes again, hallelujah, I want to stand up and I want to be counted. And
amen.
I want to say, Lord God, look what you did for me. And look
yes.
at the testimony that you're going to have coming out of that service on Wednesday night.
Yes.
The testimonies are going to
yes.
be so powerful.
Praise God.
And so praise God for his healing power.
Woo.
Hallelujah.
Amen, amen, and amen. Wow. You know, we believe in doctors and medicine. We're not weird people here in this ministry that say you can't go to the doctor. Of course, I was married to a doctor for years. And I tell you, we believe in medicine. It's not that. God can use medicine. God can supernaturally heal you without medicine. God can use surgeries like Betty went through with the triple heart bypass. Praise God for the skill of her surgeons and everything that she went through. That doesn't mean she wasn't healed. She is healed because
amen.
God used that, right, Betty?
Yes, he did. And I was the last one to go into surgery. So this was later on in the evening. And my doctor, Sini Monini, and I don't know whether he's a man of God. I don't know his faith. But the anesthesiologist, when I went in, he goes, you're going to come out healed. You are coming out healed.
Woo!
So, you know, it's God has specific people, even in our medical practice.
Yes, yes.
See an oncologist, you
right.
know, physicians, whatever. He has specific people placed in strategic positions so that you know that you're in good hands. You know that he's
amen.
Going to be guiding the surgeon's hands, or he's going to be giving the doctor's wisdom and to know how to treat you.
Amen.
But when that anesthesiologist touched my shoulder, he goes, you're going to come out healed.
Yes.
And and of course, I was under the influence of some Twilight drugs. All I could say was, praise God.
Yes.
That's just amazing. I mean, it's just, God is amazing, and God is still on the throne.
And we can't put him in a box about how he's going to do it, okay? In the late 70s, I was hospitalized with a back injury from a horse falling. I was thrown twice. I got up the second time and made it worse. So, but anyway, that's my own fault. But anyway, ended up in the hospital in Indianapolis, and they were getting ready to operate on me the next day. I'd been in there for a few days. And that night late, the doctor had been consulting with my doctor husband, and he came in and he said, you know what? We don't think we can do you enough good. We're not going to operate. we're sending you back to your town. We're going to put you in traction 2 weeks in the hospital. We're going to do this and this and this. Eventually, what they did was they put me in a back brace that covered a lot of my midsection, okay? And I had three small children, so it was very, very difficult for me to maneuver. At the same time, though, I was really getting a hold of God's healing ability and studying these scriptures. And one day, guys, and I know Betty and Nathan have heard the story, Nan, but I took that brace off and I went and put it out by the curb, and the trash was coming that morning, and they picked it up. And I was healed. And I was not... I'm not saying that I've never had back pain since, but I've never been like that, you know, where I was in the hospital, where I was right before surgery. I've had back pain when I do stupid things and lift things I shouldn't and overwork and things like that. But I mean, God healed me. Dear one out there, God has healing for you. And listen to this song. We'll get back with Betty and Nathan in just a minute. But you got to hear this. One of my favorite artists, Terry McCallum, Heal Me. Let God speak to you right now and heal you through this song.
Testimonies constantly of miracles that take place in the worship atmosphere as His presence just sets upon us. He comes with healing in His wings. And right where you're at today, right where you're standing or sitting, if you need a touch from Him, I believe there is a healing anointing that He will release upon you even right now. So as we just sing this song a couple of times, would you just let faith arise within your soul and your spirit, man? Ask God to provide for you divine health from heaven to your soul or your body or spirit today. Sing it with me.
Oh, heal me. Represented here, Lord. We desire as your bride to be complete and whole, restored to your fullness, Lord, that you designed for us at Calvary. And so, Lord, yes, indeed, let the fullness of your life be restored to these people today. Father, I pray that there will be a quickening to mortal bodies here. To you, the author and finisher of our faith. Jesus, you are the healer. Oh, so come and heal me. Most High God, listen to your church.
Jesus, God.
And to your church, Lord, all over the earth, let the fullness of your life now be restored.
Bow your heads with us right now and let's agree in prayer. Some of you right now were really receiving God's touch right then as that song was playing. Some of you know that He is able to heal you, to meet you right where you are. Some of you are beaten up emotionally, and some of you are just plain depressed and anxious and worried and fearful, and some of you are sick in body. Some of you are facing surgeries, and some of you are contemplating suicide. And God would say to you this day, your life is precious. Your life is precious, not just to people around you, but to Him. And God would say to you, do not entertain those thoughts of suicide any longer, but instead realize God's healing power is here for you today. It's not just here for us that are on the show today. It's here for you. Wherever you are, receive the fact that God loves you so very much that He sent His Son Jesus to this earth to die on a cross for you, that if you were the only one on this earth, He would still have died for you. All He asks is that you receive Him into your heart by faith and just say, Lord, I receive you as my personal Lord and Savior. Forgive me for everything I've ever said or done that was not pleasing to you, and come and live on the inside of me and declare that you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, risen from the dead. Declare it, walk in it, and receive your healing right now. So, Lord, we ask that all these that hear this show at any time in the future and those that are listening right now will receive your healing touch in them right now, that they'll do it by faith, that they'll reach out to you, that they'll reach up their hand and touch the hem of your garment, and that they will receive the healing they need. We pray for them. And we know we probably will not meet them till we're in heaven. But, Lord, we ask that you do the healing in them right now that is needed. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. Ann's got a poem, and then I'm going to Nathan and Betty.
It's entitled, I Am Healing You. Allow my healing to flow over you as if the mist of a waterfall would do. I am here to heal you right where you are. Feel my healing moving within you. Breathe in the sense of my healing. Deeply breathe it in right now where you are. I am the Almighty Healer of your life. I'm right with you. I am not afar. Allow my healing to flow over you right now. You will never in this world feel the same. Look to me, the lover of your soul. Right now, you need to call out my name. I am here for you.
Oh, praise God. What a precious poem. You can get copies of any of these just by writing me personally, pastor@bohmglobal.com. I'll give you that email again, and I'll get these from Nan. pastor@bohmglobal.com. Nathan, what did that song do to you? And then we'll go to Betty if she has quit crying by now.
Wow, it just washed all over me. You know, when I sat down at the beginning of the show, I was in pain in my hip.
Yes.
And it's gone.
Praise God. Praise God. Praise God.
Hallelujah. And it's gone. And I just praise God.
Amen.
That He's healed me.
Yes. Praise God.
He took the pain right away.
Took it away.
Gone.
It's faith.
It
you
away.
Believe it.
Thank God.
You believe it, and God's done
it.
Betty, where are you? Woo! Praise God. That's so good. Woo! Praise God. Betty, where are you? Wow.
Well, let's just say in the last 20 minutes, I haven't coughed once.
Praise God.
Not once. Praise God.
She's been muting. You've been muting your phone when you had to cough, right?
Yeah, and of course I mute anyway because I pace when I'm on the radio. I pace.
Okay.
But one of the things that through that poem, I'm going to speak to Nan right now. Nan, that poem that you just read is for you. The Lord wants to wrap His arms around you and hold you and calm your fears. He wants to take away the anxiety that you felt these last couple of weeks, maybe a little bit longer. But, Nan, he calls you friend.
Praise
God. And he wants to be closer to you than he's ever been before, that the poems that you're writing are going to go into a book, and they're going to bless person upon person, whoever picks them up. But he's depending on you in these next few weeks is to totally depend on him, and his righteousness, his grace, and his mercy will
praise
endure
God.
You forever.
Woo, Betty, and she's crying like a baby in there right now.
Well, I don't mean to make her cry.
No. It's a good thing.
But I know that sometimes cleansing comes from our tears.
That's right.
And healing comes from our tears.
That's right.
And there's a song, and I can't remember, that, you know, we through our tears we can be healed.
Amen.
Because it's a sweet release that God gives some of us women and men.
Yes.
Is a release and a healing for all of us. And it all boils down to is our faith, to be faced up to the point of overflowing and letting God
Amen.
do what he does best.
Amen.
And that loves us, he heals us, no matter where we are, no matter what we've done.
Praise
he
God.
He loves us all the same. Praise God.
Praise God. Whoa, praise God. One of the people listening to the show today has been my daughter, Lori, who has been going through an awful lot and is pregnant with my 11th grandchild right now, which I'm very excited about, this little girl that's coming in August. But Lori's been through a lot, and I'm going to have her on the show sometime soon because God has been doing an amazing work in my daughter.
Praise
she's got
God.
The call of God on her life, and she's
Praise God.
Going to fulfill
Praise.
It. She is going
Amen.
To fulfill it.
Amen.
And
Amen.
You know, no devil in hell and no trick and scheme of the enemy is going to keep her from fulfilling her destiny. Because at 3 months old, her dad and I held her in our arms. And my dad prayed over her and we dedicated her to God. And she's been through an awful lot of addiction and a lot of things in her life. But God has always been there and seen her through. And she's going to be telling her story soon, and we'll have her on the air when God opens that door. But
praise God.
For Lori and all the Loris out there, all the ones out there that have gone through Amen. So much struggle with addiction,
Amen.
Alcoholism, with problems in their life, God wants to heal you, dear one, no matter how bad you think it is, no matter how much you feel that you have messed up and failed in your life, God loves you. He loves you Amen. So very Amen. Much. His whole nature is love. God is love. That's who he is. So now the tears are running down my face. So Nathan, you got to, Nathan, would you give us a final statement here? What, you know, it's been an amazing show, hasn't it, brother?
It has been an amazing show. And God has reached out and touched so many people in our audience.
Yes.
There are so many of them that have called out to him.
Yes,
and have
amen.
Received their healing today.
Right.
And it's been a glorious, glorious healing.
Yes.
I mean, God has manifested himself in the lives of many people today.
Right.
And we need to hear from you. We need to hear from you. We need to know what God has done in your life.
Amen.
So just email us at bohmglobal.com.
That's right. Yes.
And just we
want to hear from
we'll
you.
Answer.
Amen. Pastor at BOHM Global. Exactly. And you can also use that prayer line that so many people are using, prayers at BOHMGlobal.com. Oh, thank you, Nathan. What a joy you are. You and I have been working together since 2003. Can you believe it? 13 years now. It's crazy, isn't it?
Pastor, it's been a long time.
But you know what, Nathan? Yeah. Betty's got you beat because Betty started coming to my church in Indiana, Cornerstone, when Megan, who is also one of our radio team members, her daughter Megan, was 9 years old. So whatever year that was, Betty, that's been a long time, girl. I've known you a long time.
I know. We're about as old as dirt, aren't we?
Well, speak for yourself. Yeah. Yeah, but you know what? Through all of the stuff we've been through with our families, Betty, God and our church people, God has always been there, hasn't he? And helped us through it.
Yeah, he's always saw us through.
Yes,
His mercy endures forever.
Amen.
And
amen.
I pray for the listeners today and for those that'll listen in the future that God will touch you, heal you, and minister to you. And just pray that God will continue a mighty work in those that he's called to, service.
Amen.
And we praise and thank him for that in Jesus' name.
Oh, amen. Woo, okay. Couple, wrap it up. Betty and Nathan, thank you so much. Nan, thank you so much. A couple housekeeping things here. You can listen to the show again this Saturday and or Sunday at 10 a.m. Eastern, StarcomRadioNetwork.com. We're syndicated with them in several cities across the United States and several countries. StarcomRadioNetwork.com. Write it down. You can catch it at noon on StarcomRadioNetwork.com every Saturday and Sunday. We also have our Go Yard show, which is our life coaching show. So we'll catch those. This has been Pastor Marcia McAllister, Betty Thomas, Nathan Burton, Nan Watson, and all of you talking about God's amazing, wonderful word and his love for us. So we'll see you next week at this time, 3 o'clock Eastern. It's not far to Jesus.
Seem to hold you, to find you and enfold you. Our lips meet and our hearts too, with a thrill so sublime. Those cool and limpid green eyes, a pool wherein my love lies, so deep that in my searching for happiness I fear.